me that when the Lord told me to preach this here, what to do when under a spiritual attack, it was very strange because I was actually going through one. And but I was also encouraged because the reality is, as I was even praying this afternoon about this series, you know when you're doing something for God, because hell wages war against you. And if you are the kind of Christian that never has any opposition in your life, then that's probably the first indicator you aren't doing nothing. I'm just going to say that again. If you're the kind of Christian that never has any opposition in life, then what you really need to do is ask yourself the question, am I doing anything for the kingdom of God? Because the reality is Satan prowls around seeking whom he may devour, but he ain't worried about people that aren't a threat to him, as in any battle, as in any type of warfare. If you're not a threat to the enemy, then he's not going to invest the time necessary to destroy you at the same level that he would invest in destroying somebody that is a threat to him. Do you understand what we're talking about? And so when you are actively involved in kingdom business, then of course, why do I know this is true? Well, let's just talk about Jesus for a moment. How many of you know there's probably never a person that walked this earth that was under constant attack the way Jesus was? He was under constant attack. Sometimes when we think about Jesus, we don't connect Jesus with spiritual attacks. But my gosh, when you read the Gospels, you find that, I mean, stop and consider for a moment. The spiritual attack became so great, and the forces of darkness was so focused on destroying Jesus that they turned an entire people group against him and used those people to kill him. You understand? That wasn't by chance. That was spiritual warfare. It was spiritual resistance that moved upon people that helped them hate Jesus and despise Jesus. It was forces of darkness that were behind those things. But it was as the Lord planned. Can somebody say amen? Amen? And what I'm learning to realize is some of the spiritual junk that we go through is also of the Lord's plan. I want to clarify what I just said. He's not the author, not even whatsoever, of the opposition. Hear me now. Remember what God said when Satan was searching through the earth looking for someone to wreak hell and havoc on? Remember what God said to him? Have you considered my servant Job? Understand that sometimes we need to realize that the reason God allows things to come against us is because God has great faith in our ability to overcome. In other words, Satan was looking for somebody to torment, and really, this is the Slaughter translation, there's no greater servant that I have in the earth than Job. Why don't you go pick on him for a little while, and you'll find out what God-fearing righteous people can do. And of course, those aren't the words that anybody in here wants to hear said. But there's probably no more honorable words to have said about you than, have you considered my servant Job? Right? You know what? You're looking for somebody and you're talking bad about everybody, but consider Job. And of course, that's what we kind of talked a little bit about last week, was that attack that Job went through, it wasn't God orchestrated, but God did allow it. And what we have to understand is God allows things that aren't always pleasant to happen to us. He allows that to take place, not because God wants to destroy us, because God has a plan even for your heartache, even for your struggle. He has a plan for that. And God's more concerned with your character than your comfort. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And also what we need to understand about God is He sees the Christ likeness in us and the ability to overcome those things, and He knows what that will produce when we do overcome. As the Scripture says, so count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, right? When you're struggling with all different types of things, just count it all joy. Why? Because you know the trying of your faith produces patience. And patience, when it has finished its course, will leave you what? Perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Can somebody say amen? Amen? And so we just have to encourage ourselves in that. And a lot of times what we could do a whole lot better at is when we're going through the challenge, just to step back and say what Paul reminded us of in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, God is faithful. In other words, it's what we focused on primarily last week, is God allows attacks to take place because God has built us to outlast the attack. That's good news. We've been in Christ, we have been built to outlast spiritual attacks. He has made us new in Christ. And he also said these words. Paul, speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said that no temptation, that word temptation is not talking about being tempted to sin. The Greek word literally means no, it's pressure. It's pressure. Sometimes you're pressured to sin. Sometimes you're pressured to give up. How many of you have ever been tempted to quit? How many of you have ever been tempted to just give up in the ministry, to give up on serving God? That's what temptation is. So often when we hear that word temptation, we all